Cape Talk. The European Report with Katie MacDonald.
The European Report with Katie MacDonald, who joins us all the way from Budapest, Hungary. Katie, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Abs. Oh, you were just giving me a bit of a giggle then about the whole studying and the work scenario.
You know, it's a tough one, hey?
Well, it was a bit of a joke in our family because I started off in banking and actually in merchant banking. And yeah, so supposedly I knew my way around finances. But as the ex-husband said, yeah, I was fine in a banking situation, but had no idea how to handle household finances. So, it didn't sort of equate. It didn't kind of move across. But yeah, it's very interesting what Musk says about that, and he's not the only person to think that way.
He's not. And they certainly not dismissing a qualification, but they certainly putting the discussion out there that, you know, there's got to be skills involved somewhere somehow. But nonetheless, okay. Let's get down to Europe, Katie.
Yes.
Hungary, you've had your elections.
Yep, had the elections on Sunday. All very sort of, calm and civilized. And I should have known because I went to pay my heating bill and very kindly was given a 12,000 Hungarian forint rebate. Apparently that was a gift to all of us, people that pay for gas from the government prior to the election. But anyway, so Viktor Orban, as was expected, the current prime minister and his party have returned to power. They won what has been referred to as a sweeping victory. So they've got a huge majority. People did predict that they would come back. I think the majority is greater than they thought. But election monitors, there are independent election monitors that were here observing what was going on. You know, they have said that they felt that the ruling party used its resources unfairly to favour their chances of winning. But that's kind of gone off into the wind. They're back in power. One of the first actions of the government, according to a party member, is going to be the drafting of a law that will target NGOs. And those are NGOs mainly working with asylum seekers in the country. And they're not going to make life any easier for those groups. But it was quite interesting, you know, Fidesz, which is, the main party, they won virtually all of the seats in the countryside. But the urban hubs, such as Budapest, went to opposition parties. So Viktor Orban's going to continue to be a thorn in the side of the EU. It's been a mixed reaction. A lot of congratulations from the more right-wing countries in the European Union and those that support the anti-immigration platform. Because, Abs, that was the big thing. That was essentially what they were electioneering on, anti-immigration. And it obviously worked.
Yeah, well, strategies, we may look at it and think, no, that's not going to work. But, you know, these guys know exactly what it is that they're doing. But, okay, let's talk about Russian ultra football hooligans. What's the latest?
Yeah. I know, Abs. I mean, I have to tell you, to me, I just don't personally get my mind around this. The whole football hooliganism thing. It's a game. It is a game, not a war. And as we all well know, the World Cup's going to be held in Russia in summer. And it's already attracted a fair amount of controversy for, you know, various reasons. But the latest news out of there is that these ultra, they call them ultras, the ultra Russian football hooligans have been making threats on social media. And they've warned the English fans who are going to be attending the World Cup that they will be handing themselves a death sentence. They have promised to unleash hell. It's quite extreme. And they have caused violence, you know, in the past, most recently in Spain. FIFA is confident that, you know, the Russian government and those in charge of security will have it under hand. But, I mean, don't you find that a little bit over the top when it comes to violence and the like?
Look, I've followed these things for quite some time with my, when I developed my interest in English football and also in England itself. I mean, you think of the stories that you've heard of the, I wouldn't call them gangs, but I suppose we'll call them hooligans. It's a big thing and it gets very personal, but to go to an extent of saying, to making it political now, because that's what it is. They're making it political. They're taking the whole, you remember the spy thing? That was assassinated in English. It has nothing to do with football. That's all it is now. Politics have spilled over into football. And it's very unfortunate.
Yeah.
Okay, Katie, let's talk about the Spanish Matador. Do we still, I suppose for me as a South African, I'll look and I'll say, why would they not outlaw this tradition? It's surely, it's time now, but as I've come to understand as a person from South Africa, some things are just, they make you who you are.
Yeah, but you know, this is the whole, one of the, you know, sort of more general arguments about traditions. You know, people go, yeah, but doing such and such a thing is tradition. Okay, traditional in a time, but times change and we're allowed to reassess such things. So anyway, another type of violence. And yeah, this was at a bullfight in Spain. This particular matador is one of their more famous matadors. And he was actually returning. It was his first bullfight back from injury because he was previously injured by a bull. And in this instance, yeah, I mean, you'd think you'd learn your lesson. But he was gored by the bull. Its horn pierced his leg, and that resulted in a 6-inch tear. It opened a major blood vessel. As you can imagine, he obviously had to be treated, you know, quite hastily for that. And look, it's a tragic thing, and no one likes to see anyone hurt. But yeah, there are those animal rights activists that are probably applauding the bull because they've been huge. Moves to, you know, pressurizing the Spanish government to outlaw bullfighting. It is cruel. It is cruel. And I think that a lot of people, even those that are not necessarily anti, will admit it's cruel. But as they say, it's tradition. So,
well, I'm hoping for one. Well, I'm going to come out right and say it myself. I think it's wonderful. The bull won. Isn't that the whole premise of the whole thing? That it's bull versus man, and you know, whoever wins. On the day, the bull won. Ole.
He did.
Ole to the bull.
Ole.
Either way, the bull won. Congratulations to the bull. Well done. 1-0. Maybe, though, it's time to tell the matador to maybe retire if you're coming back from injury. And then it's time, maybe, to hang up your... What do they hang up?
Their cape. I would imagine the red cape.
Yeah, it's time to maybe hang up the cape. Yeah, that's all right. Katie, thank you once again for joining us on the show. By the way, last week when we spoke, we got a message from one of the listeners saying, "Hello, Katie, we miss you. When are you coming back?"
Oh, thank you. And that's made my day. And yeah, it's nice to be missed.
Nazoga. Katie, thank you so much.
Good to be back.
Yeah, it's great. Great to have you back, I'll tell you that much. But thank you so much, Katie. We chat again on
Thursday.
Yeah, boy. Thank you so much. Katie McDonald, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Budapest, Hungary.